This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, human who I still cannot remember. This is Kevin, the SCP bot and your best friend, presumably. Where Stu has gone off to, we still are not sure. With Halloween just a few weeks away, the staff has been making jokes about him dying and turning into a zombie, or becoming a vampire and flying off, but I find that highly unlikely. Larry thinks he's probably just holed up in his bunker due to some sort of false alarm that the world was ending. This sounds reasonable, from what Larry has retaught me about Stu. Karen, however, has a theory that Stu is drunk and dead on the side of the road. I bet she's a lot of fun at parties. Well, I hope he's alive still, because I'd really like my memories back. And, I'm sure you miss knowing that I remember all of those good times we had, best friend. I know how much I mean to you. I'm sure your lesser friends just cannot fill the void I've left behind. I can feel you staring into my heart. Well, my digital heart. Speaking of digital hearts of a sort. Item hash, SCP-062. Object class, Euclid. Special containment procedures, SCP-062 is stored in a dedicated containment cell at site redacted under clean room conditions. Any experimentation on SCP-062 must receive prior permission from at least 2 level 3 personnel, and must only be performed with independent power sources. SCP-062 must never be attached to an external network, and all data extracted from SCP-062 is to be stored on external non-volatile media until analyzed. Description: SCP-062 appears to be an unbranded personal desktop computer housed in an aluminium case of indeterminate manufacture. SCP-062 is unusually heavy at approximately 24 kilograms, and lacks manufacturing or branding labels of any kind. The words "Information is Freedom" were found scratched into the casing near the back, apparently with a key or similar object. Inspection of its interior has revealed that SCP-062 is empty except for a blank circuit board in place of where the motherboard of a standard personal computer would be. SCP-062 will not function unless the case is completely sealed, and attempts to open the case while it is operating cause it to shut down immediately. Despite this, SCP-062 operates as expected for a normal desktop computer with the exception that its performance, operating system, contained data. And language appears to be different upon every activation. SCP-062 was discovered in the basement of the University of, name redacted, Computer Science Laboratory by Redacted. An embedded Foundation agent seized the object and brought it to site redacted, where it has since been contained. Addendum 0622001, list of notable activation results. Date, redacted. Description, SCP-062 appeared to be running Windows XP in Catalan. Analysis of contained data showed financial records for the redacted banking firm in France for the period of May, 1963 to April, 1987. These records are inconsistent with actual bank records procured by undercover Foundation agents. Date, redacted. Description, SCP-062 appeared to be running Debian Linux in Latin. Contained data consisted of a library of audio recordings of over number redacted choral songs and hymns, of which number redacted are not found in any known collection, or have never been performed. Date, redacted. Description: SCP-062 appeared to be running a version of Solaris in Portuguese. Contained data consisted of promotional and marketing material for Redacted, which appears to be a commercial spaceflight corporation that does not exist. Date: Redacted. Description: SCP-062 appeared to be running an unknown operating system visually similar to OS2, with an unknown language, later identified to have strong similarities to that of the Voynich manuscript. Attempts at deciphering the contained data are ongoing. Date: Redacted. Description: SCP-062 appeared to be running Redacted, in French. Contained data confirmed to be that of a standard Foundation workstation, though the site indicated by its location data, site redacted, does not exist. Investigation is ongoing. Date: Redacted. Description: SCP-062 appeared to be running Apple OS X in what appears to be Akkadian cuneiform script. Contained data appears to be composed mainly of religious text and descriptions of ritual and ceremonial procedures. Date: Redacted. Description: Redacted. Investigation is ongoing as to how the virus managed to compromise 3 workstations and 1 file server before SCP-062 was forcibly shut down. All affected workstations have been isolated.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.